Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we have the great blessing of being able to spend one more day with Dr. Ralph Martin, who's been our guest here all week. And if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can hear the programs from Monday through Thursday. They were really excellent, very, very inspiring. There's so much while you're there. Spend some time on the Renewal Ministries website. There's just a lot of good stuff to build up your faith. We've got a lot of good YouTube videos that are very current, kind of assessing the moment. Ralph, my good friend, you know, has done so many. I've done some and our team, and I think they've been a tremendous blessing to people. We've got articles, newsletters, and take a look at the different work we're doing around the world as well. And wanted to ask you also if this program and other things we're doing have been a blessing to you. You can also hit the donate button on the front page and help us continue this work in this ministry to bless the Lord. So welcome back, Ralph.
Thanks, Peter. And it's really true. Sometimes people just know us just through Fire on the Earth or just through a YouTube video or just through reading a book or something. And they don't realize that everything we're talking about here, we're trying to bring to the whole world. And the Lord's given us lots of opportunities to bring it to the whole world. And you're our director of missions as well as executive vice president. And as you say, sometimes between 30 and 40 countries in a year we'll be serving in. I just got back from Uruguay a couple of weeks ago, and Bishop Scott and I were in Peru and a couple of months before that, and you're going to be on a mission in Hungary, and a team's leaving for Tanzania in a little while, and we're just trying to strengthen the church all over the world, and we do need people's support in order to do that. So I'm glad you mentioned that. It's an opportunity.
And the subject we're talking about today, you know, the coming judgment, are we ready? You speak to a lot of priests around the world and bishops, clergy conferences all over the world, and you talk about these very things with them, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do. And I feel like the Holy Spirit has given me the confidence of the incredibly importance of these truths, but also wisdom sometimes about how to say them to a particular group in a way that they can receive it and know that they're being spoken to in love. So yes, but at the same time, I am very relieved that so many people are willing to stand with me in this book and just say, yes, his theology is sound, his scripture scholarship is sound, what he's saying is true, it is what the church teaches. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to read a few more of the endorsements.
Good. I was just going to ask you to do that because I just did wonderful, wonderful endorsements.
Well, you know, Jeff Cavins is doing so much today to help people. He's done so much for so many years with his Bible timeline and everything. And he gave an endorsement. He said, "The Coming Judgment is a timely book that prepares this generation for the ultimate and certain end of time. This is one book you will not regret reading, as it just might be the wake-up call that this generation desperately needs." They're just a very encouraging.
Can I read one?
Yes.
Yes. I just opened it up and I saw Father Dave Pavanka, the president of Franciscan University, in the first line of, "People of God, pay attention!" Exclamation point. Right?
Yeah.
And he said, "This book is important for so many ways. Dr. Martin brings a sobering and honest and convicting light to these fundamental truths."
Then he ends it by saying, "I have no doubt that this book will place readers before eternal realities in a way that will lead to repentance and conversion." It's so nice to have this network of friends that we're all on the same page, like Father Dave and I. You know, we were doing fire rallies together when Father Mike Scanlon was still alive, and he's trying to lead Franciscan University in a direction that's faithful to the whole Word of God and the Holy Spirit and everything, and it's great to have his endorsement. Another one of my favorite religious orders, I know you're inspired by them too, is the Friars of the Renewal, Father Benedict Rochelle's order, and the current Superior General, I think they don't call him Superior General, I think they call him Chief Servant or something. Mm-hmm. He says, "Ralph Martin, with his prophetic, loving, and clarion voice, lays out the essential roadmap and study guide for our ultimate journey into eternity. He speaks the truth with love. Listen to him and hear the voice of Jesus calling anew." I got to stop.
Yeah.
No. But I'm so encouraged that you and I, Peter, both say some pretty radical things, but we're not trying to be radical. We're just trying to be faithfully handing on what's been given to us.
Yeah.
Faithfully handing on the deposit of faith.
I think because along the journey, and I think we've both had lots of moments, and we've talked about it, where we just, have been reading something in the New Testament or the Old Testament, something in the Bible, it just hits us new, like,
yes.
Wow,
yeah.
This might be the 50th time I've read this, and all of a sudden, this one's just leaping off the page.
Yeah.
And we have these moments like, did you hear what Jesus is actually saying?
Yeah.
Even at this stage of our journey.
Absolutely, yeah, I know. It's
such a living word, and it's just so important, and the Lord's talking to us through it.
Yeah, you know? And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the subtitle of the book, Are We Ready?, and how we can get ready. And quite honestly, one of the very best ways of getting ready after we've made the initial decision about whether we're going to follow Jesus or not, whether we're going to believe and repent or not, is to actually spend some time each day precisely prayerful reading of the Word of God. I think everybody needs to have a daily time where they just are quiet before the Lord. You call it a prayer time, where they actually read God's Word and expect the Holy Spirit to help them to see it, to hear it, to be formed by it. And it doesn't happen every day in a very intense way, but some days it does. And I just can't imagine being sustained in what the Lord's called any one of us to do without that time with the Lord. I like to describe our prayer time as paying attention to God. Like, we need to pay attention to God, and we need to give him some time, and we need to listen to what he's saying. And he's saying so much to us in his revealed word. He's saying so much to us in sacred scripture that, like you say, it's almost inexhaustible. Like, it's there's more and more to it, more than we've ever seen. Even the most familiar parables, we'll see new dimensions of it, new implications of them. So number one, preparation after we've decided to repent and believe and follow the Lord is to spend some time each day paying attention to the Lord, taking a time for prayer and meditating on his word or doing solid spiritual reading.
One of the things that I know you do every day or nearly every day, and we encourage many people to do as well, to attend daily mass. And I think one of the things that happens there for me is what's being represented to us. And we're given the real body, blood of Jesus, but it's being represented, his passion, his death, his resurrection. And it's an open heaven in that moment too.
Yeah.
Like, the revelation of what the Lord has done is being celebrated in heaven, and heaven is open to us, and he's being honored as King and Lord. It's very, very real.
Yeah.
And he's feeding us spiritually. He's strengthening us. And just to see the cost and the magnitude of the whole thing, it's really, really so helpful. And it's like, it's the foundation of the Christian way of life and the culture and everything about us in that liturgy of the truth that's constantly being represented to us in his real presence.
Yeah, yeah. So this relates very much to how personal it is that the Lord wants to have a relationship with us. And he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you won't have life in you. And that is so intimate. It's hard to describe what's going on there in the Eucharist. We call it transubstantiation, but it's a real contact with the Lord. It's not his kind of physical body or blood, but it's his real body or blood, sacramentally present, but it's so intimate. He really wants us to be so close to him. He wants to be in us. He wants to be with us. He wants us to be one body, one spirit with us. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You're one body, one spirit with the Lord. And even when Paul talks about sexual sins, he says, every other sin a man commits outside of his own body, but a sexual sin he's committing with his own body, that's part of Christ's body. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're holy. God himself is dwelling in you. So it relates to that very personal kind of dimension of salvation. Salvation is not just believing a doctrine, but it's being intimately united to the person of Jesus.
I think one of the things that, in terms of preparing for the coming of the Lord, preparing for meeting the Lord, and reading some of these things, I think there's sometimes you can have a tendency, like serious people can get caught up in scrupulosity and fear.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'm ready. I need to do more of this and more of that and more of this. And there's a kind of underlying anxiety and fear, and somehow security of the love of God is not there. What kind of wisdom might you have for people in that situation? Because they might ignore these things, like it's scary to them.
A lot of Catholics don't even want to talk about these things because they find them scary.
Yeah.
But after you get through the shock of it, the radicalness of it, the reality of it, it's trying to lead us into a place of intimate confidence in the Lord. John Paul II, in his vision statement for the Catholic Church, talked about this kind of prayer, this kind of regular paying attention to God, meditating on His Word, is going to lead us to a point where we're totally possessed by the divine beloved, completely under the Lordship of Christ, vibrating at the touch of the Spirit, sensitive to the Holy Spirit dwelling with us, but then resting filially on the heart of the Father. You know, we have that beautiful image of the beloved disciple resting his head on the heart of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And many a saint has said, that's a place available to all of us. It's a place that talks about security, peace, confidence. We're in the hands of somebody, we're related to somebody who infinitely loves us, who cares for us, who knows our weakness, is helping us in our weakness to make progress. And when you fall, you get up and you confess your sin and you get back up again and keep going again. And that's all I can say. But I want to say something about the cover of the book.
Yeah.
I love the cover of the book. I know people on radio can't see it right now, but I have an icon of Jesus, the Panther Creator, Jesus, the Almighty, coming again in glory. And I suggested that they use that for the cover of the book, and they did. And this is supposedly one of the earliest icons we have of Jesus, way back in the 4th century or something like that. Mm-hmm. And whether it's built on a tradition of how Jesus really looked or not, I don't know, but this goes way, way back. And I look at it in the morning when I'm praying, and sometimes it just reminds me about how real and how personal Jesus is, how this is like, he's real. He's a real person. And sometimes I'll feel like Jesus is looking at me with mild disapproval. Mm-hmm. But it's just mild disapproval. Mm-hmm. It's kind of saying, Ralph, I think he can do better. I mean, you don't have to keep looking out the window, or you don't be distracted by this, that, or the other thing. Other times I'll feel like it's like really encouraging, saying, yeah, keep on. Yeah, yeah, keep on. Keep on. So I would encourage when people get the book to actually pay attention, look at the icon of Jesus on the cover.
Contemplate it, yeah.
Yeah, contemplate it, you know, type of thing. So,
well, we just have about a minute left, Ralph. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share?
He loves us so much. Let's pay attention to what he's saying.
Yeah.
Let's pay attention.
Amen. And it's just as we've been reflecting today, like there's no one, so to speak, in our corner, more in our corner than Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's important for us to be able to say it. I think I'm often inspired by the Last Supper discourse in John's gospel. And in 14, it began chapter 14. Amidst of all the intensity and the drama of that discourse and the depth of it, over and over again, it begins with, do not let your hearts be troubled.
Yeah.
And as you think about it, he wants us to be sober about the future, but he doesn't want us to be afraid in this sense.
For those who are Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. He wants us to be confident.
Yes, yeah. And there's a joy he wants to have in us that the apostles talk about, that we can abide in a joy which comes from a security of knowing that we're loved and we know our destiny, and our life has unbelievable meaning, like just incredibly meaningful, every single one of us.
Yeah.
And some of us feel like, well, I'm a nobody in this world. Well, guess what? The Son of God came to save you, because in the eyes of the Father, you are significant, every one of us. And I think living in that is really, really important. That's where the Holy Spirit helps us in a living community together that you can share that with. And so anyway, Ralph, thanks for being here this whole week. It's really been good. Really, really do appreciate all that you're doing. And friends, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net, where you can get a copy of The Coming Judgment. You can also get it on Amazon. And if you can, bless the ministry. Hit that donate button, so to speak, on our homepage and help us to continue this message throughout the world. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.